The unsurpassed, penetrating and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today I'm going to talk about confidence. Somebody just wrote me a letter the other day exhorting me to have confidence. And it was really kind, really sweet. Quoting Nagarjuna's 7 precious possessions, the first of which is confidence. And I think a person can mistake confidence for self-confidence, thinking this means have confidence in yourself, confidence in you know, what you're doing and who you are and being a me and all this kind of stuff. But that's not what it is. It's not self-confidence. You can be self-confident and wildly deluded. We don't want to. We'd rather not be self-confident and wildly deluded. So, it's not that. So what is real confidence? It's confidence in something deeper. The Buddha says the best confidence is confidence in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, because these are the best things. To have confidence in the very best is to have the very best results. And so we all have confidence in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, faith, knowing that they help us, will lead us, and support us in all our training and endeavor. There's also, he also talks about confirmed confidence, which is when you know the truth for yourself, you're a stream entrant, and that is the kind of deeper confidence where you really know and you act from knowing. And yet, I think all of us know, actually. I don't think it's a matter of the ones who know and the ones who don't, because in fact, I think we all know Buddha nature. We all have the sense of that. I think all beings have the intuitive knowledge of Buddha nature. So actually, we can all have confidence. And because we're here, we have confidence in the 3 treasures. Whether we've confirmed it for ourselves or not, that is still true confidence, because we know it works, we know it helps us, and we know that Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are indeed the best of the best. To have confidence in those, faith in those, is the best kind of confidence, leads to the best results. And confidence partakes of fearlessness. There's a certain kind of fearless aspect to confidence. A going forward is not just knowing something for ourselves. It is also a willingness to step out and act when needed. It's not just kind of rushing off and doing something, but it's also, but it has that sense of an activity, there's a sort of dynamic quality to confidence, which is a sort of active thing. To go on with confidence, to live our life with confidence, to act with confidence, knowing that there is something that supports and sustains us. Confidence in the 3 treasures. And again, not self-confidence, not confidence in this little me that thinks it knows something, but the true confidence in that which is greater than ourselves. And sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes we doubt ourselves. Sometimes we just don't know what's best. And we can still have confidence. It doesn't mean we never doubt our wisdom, or we never doubt what we just did, or what we're about to do, or questioning. Rev. Masujiyu would over and over and over ask her disciples for advice, what they thought about something. Should I do this? Should I do that? Did I make a mistake here? What do you think? Over and over again, constantly asking for the advice of her senior disciples, not just her peers. She couldn't take refuge in her peers. She took refuge in her senior disciples. And she still had confidence. You could think that if you're constantly taking refuge, you don't have that confidence. But in fact, it helps with confidence. It helps with faith. It helps us. Because that is part of taking refuge and having confidence in the 3 treasures. having confidence in the wisdom of the Sangha, whether they're, you know, ancient venerable ones, whether they're someone who you just met in a store who says just said something really helpful. This can happen all the time. You meet people, beings all the time, who actually give good advice, you know, help us on our way, show us kindness, show us how to be a true and decent human being. And we can learn from all these different beings. And that is part of confidence, just seeing that Buddha nature in beings and entrusting ourselves to that, not just our own, but in other beings as well, part of confidence. So it's not always knowing what's best. It's not being somebody. It's not standing out. It's just entrusting ourselves to that which is greater than ourselves, Buddha nature, the Dharma, the Sangha. There's a, just heard about a spiritual teacher, a lady, who compared herself to her teacher as a firefly to the sun. Now, this is a really great teacher. And she says, I'm like a firefly compared to the sun. This could look like not having confidence, but in fact, it is just modesty, kind of as this traditionally expressed in the East. And it's really beautiful saying, I'm just a firefly, like a firefly compared to my own teacher. And of course, she's anything but a firefly. But one doesn't look at one's own light. You see the light of your teacher and see the wisdom of others. You don't say, here I am, I'm doing something, I'm not a firefly, I'm doing quite well. You know. But it's also not putting oneself down. I'm so humble, I'm so lowly, I know nothing. It's not like that. It's knowing one has Buddha nature, trusting that, but not making much of it, not being some great person, a self, not this confident self. Having confidence in one's, the Dharma one has inherited from one's teacher, confidence in the Sangha, confidence in Buddha nature. Much deeper than confidence in some kind of a self. Confidence that we are not lacking something. I thought of this today because we just did this wonderful ceremony for the Hungry Ghosts, which if anything, this is an offering of confidence, because to be a hungry ghost is to lack confidence. It's not that they're lacking something really, but they don't have confidence. There's a fearful aspect to the hungry ghost. They're afraid. That's why we don't have a Buddha on the altar of the hungry ghosts, because they may not come near. They're afraid of the Buddha. So we make offerings of food. People usually are not afraid of food, so they'll come. Give them confidence. Come. Come and get it. Come and eat. Come and take. Confidence that they can do it. Feeling a hungry ghost is someone who feels that they don't have what they need, that they're lacking something. There's some kind of a emptiness or a hole inside or an inadequacy or something that they don't have. So this leads to grasping, grasping at what one doesn't have. And as we all know, we all have our own hungry ghost aspect within us, something that grasps, feeling I don't have enough, or I want something else. You know, this isn't enough for me, I want something else. And that sense of lacking something, we attract the hungry ghosts with food and with, you know, the Dharma and so forth. But really, what all of us and they need to do is to see that actually we lack nothing. And so to go beyond that fear that says, I don't want to come too close to the Buddha, I'm not worthy, you know, I can't do it. Particularly saying, I can't do it. I don't have it. I can't do it for myself. Because our offering of confidence says, yes, you can do it. Yes, you have it. You have what you need. Here is the Dharma. Here is food. Here is everything you need. Just come and get it. And we offer this to ourselves as well. Confidence that we have what we need. There is nothing lacking. there is nothing that we don't have actually, because we do have Buddha nature, and intuitively we do know that. We just need to act on it, to do it for ourselves, to reach up and embrace the Dharma for ourselves. It is offered to us. We have to take it. The hungry ghosts have to come and get it. We don't force it down their throats. They come and get it. They are welcome. We invite them in all the ways we know how, with invocations, with music, with incense, with food, with all that. Money, pretend money. And they have to come and take it. We have to come and take it. We have to come and accept the Dharma for ourselves, to see where we feel like a hungry ghost, where we feel we don't have something, or we need something, or we continually crave something, or we're afraid, or we limit ourselves in some little way. I can't get out of this sort of prison of my view of myself. Because it's our view of ourself that is our greatest obstruction. And that we can overcome with confidence. Not confidence, as I said, in a self, but confidence in the three treasures. Confidence in the Buddha, Buddha nature within us. Yes, it is here within us, within all beings. To have confidence in that, to entrust ourselves to that. Confidence in the Dharma, the medicine for all suffering. Because we practice it and we know it helps us and we know we can do it. We know we can overcome our obstacles. Confidence in the Sangha, each other, those who help us. All beings, actually. Confidence in the three treasures. Letting go of our judgments of ourself. Judgments of, I can't do it, I don't have it, I lack something, I'm not good enough, or I'm afraid. Letting go of our worry and anxiety, our fear of the future, worries about what's going to happen to us, you know, getting old or being sick or having no money or whatever it might be. All these things that worry us. Yes, they arise. 3 hours, you know, wee hours of the morning. Here they are, you know, what about the thing? And that's when they tend to come up. But just to sit still within those worries and anxieties, fear, even stark terror if necessary, you know, it arises. Just to practice confidence. Entrust ourselves to the three treasures. They will help us. They will always help us. No matter what. In sickness and in health. Life and in death. No matter what. When the eight winds blow, the three treasures will always help us. And to have confidence is to entrust ourselves to these. Not just relying on our own little strength, intelligence, common sense, health, all that. These will pass. But to entrust ourselves to that which does not fail us. Confidence in the three treasures is the confidence. And this is what we hold out at the ceremony of the hungry ghosts. We offer food, we offer the Dharma, and we offer confidence and faith in the practice, the training, faith in them. Yes, you can do it. You can have it. Come and get it. Showing confidence in all beings, no matter who it may be, who come to partake of the Dharma, or even just to come and look. Maybe next time. We have confidence that all beings, hungry ghosts or not, or us or anybody, all are part of Buddha nature. Nothing lacking. Nothing turned away from. Everything embraced, everything welcome. And this great welcoming is the beauty of the Hungry Ghost ceremony. We offer all the different kinds of food, drink, incense, asperge, all those things for everybody. Come and get it. You know. No judgment. No one unworthy. No one turned away. Everyone welcome. We are welcome. We ourselves are always welcome. into the family of the Buddha. We all have Buddha nature, that which we need. To have confidence in this, to entrust ourselves to this, to just come and partake of the offering that we give, that we receive, because giving, receiving are the same thing. As we give, so we receive. Our offering at the Hungry Ghost Ceremony is also our receiving. We derive great joy and benefit from the generosity that we manifest at this ceremony. Just our giving of ourselves, our training, our faith, our confidence helps other beings. We don't see them, we don't know who they are, we don't know how far that may extend. To have confidence in that, that our own training helps all beings, we have no idea how, and that all beings help us, we have no idea how. This giving and receiving, the offering, no limit, no barrier, no little separate me that can't give or receive. We can all give and receive. Our confidence embraces all of this, that we give, we receive. We can go beyond our fear and our grasping. Just practice generosity, fearlessness, which is one of the great gifts. Our gift of stepping beyond fear, not that it doesn't arise, but we step beyond it, make the offering. And one of the greatest aspects of generosity is that it helps us with our own fear and anxiety, that we just make this great offering to all beings. We don't know them, we don't see them, and the ones we do know and see, offering to all beings. They give to us, we give to them, we give to each other confidence. And that's what it is for today.